Tired of jumping from job to job? How about a career in a recession-proof industry where you can make a difference and help create a healthier living and working environment? The pest management industry gives you the opportunity to work with more independence. OPC Pest Services will give you a chance to grow with advancement. Come be a part of our team at OPC Pest Services. Apply online at opcpest.com/careers. That's opcpest.com/careers.
Where do you go to find all your favorite wine, beer, and spirits with selections customized to local tastes? For over 25 years, that go-to place has been Cox's Spirit Shop. Cox's, Louisville's go-to liquor store.
You're listening to Rabeau and Co. here on ESPN 680 and 105.7. Now, here's Louis Rabeau.
Hi, welcome in. Hump Day edition, Rabeau and Co. here, ESPN 680, 105.7. Zach Cantrell behind the glass. My name is Louis Rabeau. Thanks for hanging out with us as part of your Hump Day. Hope you, look, I hope it's a great one. How about that? What day is it? Hey.
Hey, when Mike comes on, we got to ask Mike.
Hey. What day is it?
Mike. Guess what day it is, Mike?
It is a Hump Day edition of the show. We will have Gandolfo at 10:20. We'll talk cold cuts at 11 with one Zach Cantrell as we get into bologna or salami. Playing games last night were fun. We'll talk recruiting, of course, today. And, of course, we're watching potentially the end of the Warriors run, and it's always interesting to write the requiem on great teams, and we'll talk about that today as well.
That might get brought up a little later.
Oh, okay. A little bologna salami. Potentially. All right, potentially. There you go. Friend of mine texted me about Draymond Green last night. I was like, man, this is... We're in the weeds, folks. All right, so I wanted to open today about how the coaching search led to Mark Pope. Because going through this a couple of times now, which is an insane thing to say, of course. Talking to Ben last week, especially. Ben Roberts, our friend from the Herald Leader. And Ben said something pretty profound with us last week, Zach, that I thought is worth repeating at least a few more times. And it's obviously something we'll move on from at some point. We'll have roster to talk about. We'll have a coaching staff. I'll talk about coaching staff with Mark Pope today and what that looks like and what he's trying to do at Kentucky, what the outward signs are of who he's bringing in, who he's surrounding himself with, right? A lot of us know, you know, you are the friends you keep is an old saying, of course. And it's true, by the way, right? You know, if a guy hangs out with D-bags, probably a D-bag. Pretty simple, right? If a woman hangs out with a bunch of loud drunks, she's probably a loud drunk. It is what it is, right? But he told us that he thought there were only really two guys on the coaching search list. The first one was Scott Drew. And the second one was Mark Pope. So I asked Ben, I said, hey, whoa, you know, they went to Hurley second. They went to him second. Why did they do that? Was that a booster thing? He said, yeah, it's a booster thing. Sorry. The list for Mitch Barnhart was 1-2, Drew, and Pope. Those two guys have something very obvious in common. And is their very public... what's the best way to put this? They're very public about what their faith life is. Let's put it that way. And I think that Mitch Barnhart saw them both as safe guys as far as off-the-court stuff, frankly, with dealing with basketball players, the NCAA, etc. Because that's what those two guys especially have in common. Scott Drew's teams and Mark Pope's teams to this point have looked nothing alike. What Scott Drew recruits and coaches at Baylor is very different than what they do at BYU. But essentially it came down to those two guys and there was no one else on the list. I talked a lot about Billy Donovan. I'm very convinced still that he'd be great at Kentucky. We had Mark Ennison here yesterday. He's very convinced he was ever coming. Might be true. But Ben Roberts writes the piece. He finally got to sit down and write this one, which is, how did we get here? What was that coaching search like from behind the scenes? And he starts with, what a week it was in the world of Kentucky basketball. Two Sundays ago, they woke up fully expecting John Calipari to return for his 16th season. By that night, the frenzy had started that he was going to take the Arkansas job. And 1 week later, Mark Pope was introduced as a new head coach. with the Wildcats. He writes that a lot happened in between, and I think it's worth mentioning that on Tuesday afternoon, Calipari ended 48 hours of rumor with his resignation. And that was, I don't know that I've addressed this part of that process. A lot of that was two things. Cal got over his skis with his conversations with Arkansas, then it turned into a job. And the second part is he went, oh crap, I'm over my skis and I'm taking a job with Arkansas. But then he was a jerk about it. One more thumb in the eye to a guy that he clearly did not get along with in Mitch Barnhart. Letter dated April 9th, sent to UK Athletics, Ben Roberts writes, the former UK coach officially informed his boss he was stepping down. Quote, I wish you and the University of Kentucky continued success. Sincerely, John Calipari. But the records show that it was marked red at 2 p.m. Around the same time, he released a video on social media publicly announcing his departure, which, of course, we know he had recorded the day before. In that. Texter, oh, please, like Barnhart wouldn't consider Hurley as safe. I don't know. Would he? Hurley's not his guy. We know what Mark Pope is. We know what Scott Drew is. And Barnhart thinks of Scott Drew as his guy. So I think Hurley was just outside of his own personal sphere of comfort. I'll put it that way. But for nearly 2 days, Barnhart knew he was going to have a coaching vacancy, but he couldn't move on from that, is what Ben Roberts writes. I don't know why this keeps coming up as a talking point, that he was handcuffed, other than, oh, look what Cal did to us. Look what Cal did to us on his way out. Look what he did. To try to make it seem negative. And I agree, Cal was a bit of a jerk at the end there, for sure. No question, he was a jerk. But to act like you're not talking to agents all year, to act like you're not having the feelers out there, figuring out who the guys are on your top five, top ten list. ADs beat us over the head with the fact that they have to have these lists all the time. Oh, I have to have field hockey lists. I have to have swimming lists. I have to have softball lists. You don't have a men's basketball list at the University of Kentucky, please. Please. You don't know exactly how Mark Pope feels about the job, please. Of course you do. You are one of the most respected athletic directors in the United States of America. Of course you have that list.
Every athletic director as the safest coach in America has a coaching list.
Of course.
Like,
of course.
Alabama's athletic director had a coaching list for years,
for football.
Even though Nick Saban
Correct.
Wasn't leaving until this
right.
year.
Right.
They're always ready.
And they got to the third guy, they pulled the trigger, and they were done.
Correct.
And the third guy, by the way, was in the national title game.
Like, you don't think right now if Kirby Smart got in a car accident or something that Georgia's athletic director doesn't have a list?
They're ready.
Of course
yeah.
they do.
Please, God, don't let that happen.
Of course not.
Yeah.
Knock on all the wood.
All of it. But he knew he was going to have a coach vacancy. So I wanted to point that out. That part of the narrative about this really bothers me. I don't know why. But it was already presumed, he writes, that Baylor Scott Drew would be at the top of his list. And it was absolutely the case. I want to talk about the ins and outs of that day. Zach, I'm of the opinion that if they don't call that Mexican restaurant and get the coach on the air and then take screenshots of the TV and all that, and do, by the way, did you notice in this market, no one reacted to that. All of us are so used to BBN acting like that we didn't even say anything.
Oh, no, that's a typical day here.
Totally normal to us, okay? Not to Scott Drew's wife.
Nope.
Not to his wife, who's like, excuse me, they called you at a restaurant? In five states away? I think that scared him. I really do. I think that scared
him. You think he would have taken the job and then that scared him away?
I think it was the last straw. I think his wife didn't want to leave. I think he didn't want to leave. I think he really likes Baylor. I think he does.
Not that there's anything wrong with
no,
that.
No, there isn't. 0%. He's got a brand new spot. He's building a house. He's got his kids are down there. Everything, whatever. He's got a 20-year relationship with the town. All of it makes sense to me. I'm a guy. I'm a transplant. I've been here for 15 years. I love it here. It would take a lot to get me out of Louisville. I understand. No, Scott Drew at Baylor, that part I understand. But they try to bring him in. I think that restaurant, I think it spooked the family. I really do. I think it spooked the family and any chance they had at getting Scott Drew to be the next head coach at the University of Kentucky, which, by the way, I would consider multiple levels better than getting Mark Pope.
Oh, getting Scott Drew?
Yes.
Oh, there's no question.
Was tossed out the window. The Herald Leader, he writes, Ben Roberts, Kentucky.com, by the way. We'll talk to him tomorrow. Was told that individuals connected to UK athletics, but not Barnhart specifically, reached out that same day to gauge the interest of Chicago Bulls head coach Billy Donovan. Okay, So in the same article, within three paragraphs, Ben tells you he's not allowed to reach out, but people were reaching out. You don't need to write the first part. The second part is the one that matters. He spent 5 years on the, obviously, under Rick Pitino at Kentucky, and then won back-to-back titles in Florida. We all know his resume. But the Herald Leader, he writes, was told that the response of Donovan's camp was that the Bulls would not talk to them as long as the season was ongoing. Zach, do you believe that?
No. I've heard NBA coaches talk to college coaches.
Yeah.
While their season's going
on. That part is very
on.
Strange to me. And I'm not, by the way, I'm not calling anyone individually a liar here. I don't believe at all that Billy Donovan would tell his agent, don't even find out what the offer is.
No.
That's stupid.
I know for a fact that Jim Harbaugh was talking to Michigan when he was still coaching the 49ers.
Of course.
I mean, he kind of knew that that was the end of the road in San Francisco, but the season was still going.
There's a shelf life to most coaches' times with teams, with programs, with whatever. That's not an unusual thing. So this part of the story, I just, it really bothers me, and I'm sure part of it is personal bias here. I just wanted Billy Donovan on UK sideline. I just did. I wanted a return to some kind of, you know, just, I think Billy Donovan was the ultimate, and we're going to have Gandalf on in 10 minutes, and he and I are probably going to battle today. I'm just going to warn people. But he's the guy who would have made this again feel like college. He would have made it about Kentucky. But at the same time, had very high-level teams, very high-level recruits, etc.
Oh, no question.
That's why I like Billy Donovan. I think he checked more boxes than anyone else that was available outside of Hurley, want to be clear, in the search.
I think their whole recruiting thing is overblown.
Way overblown.
I don't think Billy Donovan would have had a problem coming back and recruiting in the modern era.
Like, Hadley is coming to Louisville.
Yeah.
And I am not picking on Pat Kelsey with the following. But the idea that it's all Pat Kelsey that got Javon to Louisville, no way, right? Of course not, right?
No.
There's other things structurally in place at Louisville that a Hadley wants to
show. Now, Pat Kelsey being there instead of Kenny Payne probably
helps in a major
way,
of course.
But it's not because of Pat Kelsey.
Absolutely. And so, waving to nice women on the outside. Is she trying to get in, or is she just looking inside at the studio?
That's always the million-dollar question.
But I brought this up as well with you guys yesterday, and that is the bowl season could end today. They could talk to Donovan tomorrow. He could say no. Would Mark Pope say yes on Friday?
Yes.
The answer is yes. Okay? So this is the part of the thing that doesn't make sense to me as far as the timeline. Now, the way it does make sense is what Ben told us last week. That Pope was ahead of Billy Donovan on the list. Period. Conversation over. Think about that. Mark Pope's ahead of Billy Donovan on the list. Mark Pope is ahead of Hurley on that list. This is a malpractice list.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, you know, Pope might work out. He really might. He might really figure it out. And it might be the brand of basketball that people want to watch and guys that stay here 2-3 years. And this Colin kid who's coming in off a mission and has been away for a little while needs this year to get his legs back under him. And he's good the year after. I don't know. I don't think that's going to happen, but it could. For sure.
I'm going to give you the other side of this, and I kind of touched
on
it.
Let me wrap it up real quick. It just, Barnhart, it's clear, prioritized Pope once he knew Drew wasn't coming to Kentucky, Ben writes, and that part is totally right. So, what you are getting is the man who was at the head of the NCAA selection committee telling you the best coach available for Kentucky is Mark Pope. I want to go back to December with U of L. I made the case to move on from Kenny Payne. Do you remember who I told? This is early in our days together, Zach. Do you remember who I said from that staff should be?
Nolan Smith.
That's right. Why did I say that?
You got to find out if he can do the job.
I also made the case that Coach K hired him, not John Shire.
Correct.
Okay? And so I said, maybe find out if Coach K was right in this instance.
There's a reason he hired him.
Find out.
Yep.
Find out what that looks like because of Coach K. Now, in the end, it was way more dysfunctional than even I thought. It was way more dysfunctional than, frankly, any of us thought. It was malpractice at the end, how the program was being run at the University of Louisville. But I looked at Coach K as a guy who could look at coaches and say, that's who I want. His coaching tree matters, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I thought, okay, give Nolan Smith the job in December. Just find out. Now, obviously, other things have come out. But in this case, you're getting a guy who people in the industry hold up in esteem. They hold Mitch Barnhart in esteem in the industry. Now, a lot of that's about to change with the swimming stuff. I understand. I really do. But let's stick to basketball for right now. I know those texts are coming about swimming. Am I overlooking this as not giving Barnhart his credit for being the guy at the top of his industry? Am I not doing that, Zach?
No. I think... Look, Barnhart, say whatever you want about him. I'm not a Barnhart guy, personally.
Okay.
I'm just not. I think his coaching hires have been iffy at best. And plus, how much credit do you give him for Calipari? Because he didn't really want Calipari to begin with.
Sure.
Then, of course, you've got the whole swimming stuff going on. I'm not a believer in Barnhart. I don't trust him to lead Kentucky to where they want to get to. I think a change... I would have changed Barnhart before I would have changed Cal.
Yeah, right. Okay. I did that radio a couple Fridays ago. Here's the... Yeah, someone were texting, and it's the antithesis of Cal list. You're right about that, those two guys especially. Where did I want to go with this? But essentially, Zach, I've made a decision about how I'm evaluating ADs, because something you just said is really interesting to me, and I disagree with it, which is he didn't hire Cal. He was kind of talked into it. No, he still hired Cal, because here's what I don't want to happen. At U of L, for example, people are acting like Josh Hurd's only hire so far is Pat Kelsey. No. He hired Kenny Payne. Period. Conversation over. He made that decision. Oh, Jeff Brown fell in his lap. No. He hired Jeff Brown. That's what I'm doing now. So Mitch Barnhart hired Cal. He's on the hook for everything Cal, as far as I'm concerned, because he was the athletic director when he got hired. That's how I'm looking at these things now. In the case of Mark Pope, I think it's what the texter says. The antithesis of Cal list. Texter, Louie, if I hang out with just my wife and son, does that make me a child wife? Texter, good Lord, that's a great text. What Barnhart did know is that Hurley didn't consider UK a better job than UConn, for sure. I agree with that. Texter, oh, please, like Barnhart wouldn't consider Hurley a safe. I don't think he did, man. I don't think he considered him safe. Texter, UK going from recruiting elite All-Americans to recruits coming off of mission trips, LOL. It is going to be different. We will talk to Gandolfo about it. I want him to vocalize that, because I have a very specific opinion about that I do not want Mike to hear before he comes out, because I see the tweets. I know how he feels. He and I have, by the way, I've intentionally done this, Zach. He and I have not talked about the Pope hire. We have not talked about any of this stuff on purpose. I wanted it to be fresh today.
Yeah.
So, and that's, I got to tell you, this time of year, I talked to Gandolfo a lot, because we had Derby coming up. I talked to that guy a lot about equipment, about, you know, making sure we got credentials and, you know, trips to Baltimore and all kind. Like, this is a busy time of year. The fact that we haven't talked about this is pretty.
Wait, you're not on board with Strebel about let's go and we're back. And, you know, he was really talking himself into Colin Chandler yesterday.
Until, well.
Because that's what fans do.
Yes. But he started to realize he wasn't in that camp when he started listening to Anna yesterday.
No, that's true.
And the two of them, it was good yesterday. It was good.
That was
it's yeah. fun. It's fun hearing Strebel work through. It's something I really like about him. You get there's no subtlety with that guy. You know. So part of that sucks. Sucks that he's not subtle. But the other part is that you know exactly what his opinions are. They're not couching any of these things. You know exactly what he thinks. You got a lot of that the last couple weeks. Texter, once again, Donovan's a personality bigger than the program. Barnhart doesn't want that hassle. Man, is he?
I don't think
is
so.
Is he? Or is it because he's a celebrity to
it's
fans?
It's because he's a celebrity to fans.
Yeah, okay.
Nobody's
okay.
bigger than Kentucky.
Okay. I agree with that part, number one. But number two, like, it doesn't make the texter wrong, by the way. I think he's right about Barnhart's mentality with that. I think that part is totally right about what the texter just wrote in. So I appreciate that. Texter was, here's the, it was an antithesis of Cal list. If it works, UK got the right coach for the wrong reasons. Is that how I feel?
I was going to bring something like that up.
Man, is that how I feel? I'm somewhere close to that.
Yeah.
I'm somewhere close to that. It's an interesting text. I think a lot of people agree with it. I think a lot of people disagree with it. But it's a really good text, because that's a trying to figure out. Man, the antithesis of Cal list. Yeah, it was an exorcism on Sunday. It was. I agree. Texter, I was with you on Nolan, but after hearing what I heard, if I was KP, I would have sent him down the road. Yeah, no. That's the thing. That's why I couched it with, hey, I talked about this in December, but man, I was obviously wrong. Texter, well, if you're going to talk about Pope with Mike, I guess you have the tissues ready.
But what if this works?
Texter, just don't make Gandalfo cry, Texter.
I wouldn't cry.
Go ahead. Cry baby Gandalfo. That's what we all call him. Yeah. What are you going to say? Last comment, we got to get the
break. What if this works? What if this turns into...
I hope it does.
This is something
I really hope it does. I think people don't believe me when I say those things. I want both football teams in the top 10. I want both basketball teams in the top 10. I want national titles. I want these rivalry games to be like, oh, bleep, the winner of this game's going to the 12-team playoff. The winner of this game is getting a 3 seed this year. Whatever. I want those conversations. I want to talk Jaden Quaintance matching up with Javon Hadley. Like, I want to talk about this thing. I want that to happen again.
I have a personal example that this could turn into.
Okay.
I'm not saying it's going to.
Okay.
And I would have done this in 2000.
I wouldn't have done this.
I would have absolutely, if I were working in Columbus, Ohio at the time, I would have crushed Ohio State for hiring Jim Tressel because he was a Division II coach.
Yeah.
He was like their fifth or sixth pick. Mike Bellotti turned him down. John Gruden turned him down. A lot of people turned down Ohio State, and people were looking at them like, what are they doing hiring a Division II coach? And then he makes the speech about 310 days, we're going to beat Michigan. And that's when you knew this might work. That was the moment. That was the Mark Pope press conference moment that the Ohio State fan base bought in. And then you know what happened. They won a national championship, went 9-1 against Michigan. He's a legend at Ohio State. What if Mark Pope turns into Kentucky's Jim Tressel?
What if Jim Tressel is in Lexington right now? Maurice Clarett, talk next.
Of hell, but I won't back down. No, I'll stand my ground.
You are listening to Rabot and Co. here on ESPN 680 1057. Now, here's Louis Rabot.
All right, welcome back in. It's a hump day, Wednesday edition of the show here on Rabot and Co. ESPN 680 1057. My name's Louis Rabot. Hanging out with Zach Cantrell. We'll get Mike Gandolfo in here momentarily. You want to call him? He's on Gaggle. What am I doing now? I'm an idiot. We'll get Mike in here. He is presented by our friend where
Louis doesn't understand technology.
Mike could do 20-minute segment on me not understanding technology 100%. But he is presented by our friend Jason, who turned 50 yesterday. How about that? Jay Shepard Cigars on Bardstown Road right there. Day's Coffee, Casito Cookies, and St. James across the street, essentially, right there. You'll find our guy, Jay Shepard. We'll be out there on Tuesday. Very smoky show. With Ron Flatter from Horse Racing Nation. Are you ready to hang out with Flatter for 2 hours, young Mike Gandolfo?
Anytime that I get to hang out with Ron Flatter, it is a bright spot. Not just in my day, my month, my year, but my life.
I hear you, brother. I hear you. He's Mike Gandolfo at Big Mike Gandolfo on Twitter. hey, you had a reaction on Sunday that I – look, it
– Like broke out in hives? What –
No, you cried, man, at a press conference.
I did.
And no.
Well,
and,
let me explain
and,
it.
Yeah, no, I want you to. And I bring it up not because I'm making fun of you, because I know you care very deeply about this program and about the team and those sorts of things. Why did you cry on Sunday, Mike Gandolfo?
It honestly really took me back to a childhood memory of mine. So, like, when that bus came out, and people go back to that bus, first off, it showed that Trilly Donovan must be a much younger person than we think he is, because he said, oh, they took a shot at Must Bus. No, dude, no.
Oh, man.
This is what they did in the 90s.
Well, I didn't even see that. And, that's a terrible take.
Yeah. It's a terrible, terrible take. They actually did it first with the 92 team, not the 96 team. And so with that group of guys, the Feldhaus, Pelfrey, Farmer, Woods, and, of course, they had this young guy named Jamal Mashburn, who brought Kentucky back from Kentucky shame, lost to Duke with the Christian Laettner shot. That team was probably the most – just like that team probably really kind of solidified my love of basketball. And, you know, back then we didn't have the internet and all this other stuff, and people just showed up at Rupp Arena. And they brought the bus in. They retired those guys, those four guys, their jerseys right there on the spot. And to be a part of that was a moment that I shared with my dad. And my dad's still alive and all that stuff, so it's not like one of those sappy moments. But at the same time, it was like seeing that bus roll in and seeing those guys come off the bus and seeing how you know, for years we were talking about a players first program and all that kind of stuff, and to get back to the tradition of Kentucky basketball being the main thing, and to go back to that childhood memory that I had. Not when I'm childhood, I was a freshman in high school. It wasn't like I was.
No, sure.
But it was probably one of the most memorable experiences that I shared with my dad my entire time growing up. And so it took me back to that, and that's exactly where it went, you know? So, yeah. Listen, if you're in sales, they did exactly what you're supposed to do. They created the emotional connection. Yeah. They confronted with empathy every single pain point that the fan base would have had, and then they, you know, painted a picture of the pleasure of, you know, my understand the assignment. We're here to win banners. So I probably would have said championships instead of banners, but I get it.
Like, he was just nervous, you know. Man. It's okay. But it was a nervous energy of being in a spot where I don't think he ever thought he'd be. Right? And being overwhelmed by the moment. No, look, dude, 20,000 freaking people showed up to a press conference. I would be overwhelmed as well. It's fine. It's fine.
It's never happened in Kentucky.
No.
I mean, that's not right. What happened when Cal was hired. It's not happened when Pitino was hired, or, you know, so at the end of the day, like, and I honestly think, you know, he obviously had some talking points on a piece of paper, but he didn't have a prepared speech. You know, he even mentioned that he forgot to mention Rick Pitino. And think Rick Pitino in his opening comments. And so what I thought you got, and what he was unprepared, and you probably get it from me on, I mean, not saying that I'm at that level, but like, you know, the and all that kind of stuff, because you're actually speaking from the heart. Like, I'm not talking from a prepared speech. It's from the heart. You're getting the authentic person. And, you know, I'm a guy who's, you know, does it work out? Does it not? You know, we'll have to see. Given the fact of who their choices were at the front, you know, you went with the guy who understands the program, who has this emotional connection to the program, who has some really strong coaching experience, even though it might not be the experience that people want. But you were in that pool where it wasn't like you were going to get anything much better than that, and unless the Billy Donovan conversation had never been had. I think that's the one unknown that people just don't know. But quite honestly, like, I don't put him that far behind Scott Drew as far as like who I would have wanted, because I don't think that much of Scott Drew. I've been very, ever since Louisville started looking at him, I've been consistent with that point. You know, I don't, a guy who's been somewhere 22 years and then all of a sudden tries to move up is kind of alarming, right? I mean, usually the guys who progress, you know, like Bill Self was at Illinois for a couple of years and then he progresses to the job. It's, you know, you don't settle in and then like, oh, now I'm going to rejuvenate. Like, you know, this is one of the reasons why I don't think Cal's going to be phenomenal at Arkansas, because he was at Kentucky for 15 years. He kind of got comfortable. It's not like all of a sudden he's just going to be that same Cal that came out of Memphis.
Mike Gandolfo's with us at Big Mike Gandolfo on Twitter. Oh, Zach, you should have played It's My Party and I'll Cry If I Want To for rejoin with Mike. Texter, Mike. That's funny. That's a good text.
I should have. I'll give him that one.
Yeah. It's a good text.
I thought I was being nice playing Petty for Gandolfo. That's his guy.
Petty is his guy.
He's my guy.
He is his guy. When I first did radio with Mike, 2018, we were doing horse racing stuff. We had to play Petty for every rejoin. It was a requirement of doing radio with
Gandolfo. There are worse things.
Yeah. Oh, no, you're not wrong. No, no. But I eventually came to enjoy it because I knew that when it came back and that song was playing, we were going to talk horses. It'll be great. So there you go. Texter, Mike's feeling that nostalgia just like Louisville fans did when they hired Kenny Payne.
It's completely different, right?
I know. I'm just kidding. It's funny. Texter, I teared up.
I get it.
Yeah. Oh, it's still a good text. Texter, I teared up too for the exact same reasons that Mike did. Did Mike ever go meet the team at the Lexington Airport? Did you ever do that, Mike, after a game?
I never went to the Lexington Airport, but I definitely was in Rupp Arena, like I said, when that 92 team rolled out. I was not there in 96. I was in college in 96 and did not go up there back then, but sure. But 92 for sure was there.
Yeah. Texter, I'm hearing Pope. I hear Pope is going through the Habitat for Humanity and Peace Corps volunteer list to fill out his roster.
You know,
I use that tweet, that text, very good text, to get to a tweet you had this morning, which was essentially saying, look, these two guys are not going to build program's the same. I will read it verbatim at Big Mike Gandolfo on Twitter. Go follow him. You can be one of 1,700 people that does so. Mark Pope's roster will not look like the rosters assembled by Cal. Stop comparing them. Feels like a shot at me. Mike, what do you mean by that tweet?
It was not a shot at you. It was a shot at just the fan base in general.
Sure.
Number one, I do not think you want to go get, like, I don't think you need the one and done five star guys to win. So I think that's been proven. I think it's especially it's trending away from that. If anything, you need the guys who are committed to win a championship, not committed to have a year of college basketball so they can get to the NBA. You need talent. There's no question about it. But you also need, you know, Cal's mentality was to go get as much talent as possible and let's see if it works out. Where to me, it seems like Mark Pope's got a little bit more an idea of the pieces he wants to fit, and if he can go get those pieces. And then great. And then I thought Jeff Goodman's tweet today, I don't know if you saw it today or not, but there's a lot of people, I guess, a lot of these big time transfers that were waiting to get their last NIL check before entering the transfer portal. And they're anticipating that there's going to be some really big names that enter the transfer portal. And we're seeing it with Jeremy Roach. And, like, I don't know if Jeremy Roach coming to Kentucky is a realistic thing or not, but we'll see what's there. I think there is going to be enough talent in the transfer portal for Mark Pope to put a quality product on the floor next year, and it's going to be done in a very methodical way, not just let's go see how many five-star guys we can get.
What do you think the team will look like this year? What is, you just said that he'll put together a good roster. What does that mean? What does the roster look like? Because you put the tweet out. You were the one who said, hey, don't compare these. What does that roster look like? Does it look like a Colin kid who's been on a mission for a couple of years? Is it going to be more of a mix of guys? What do you think we're going to get?
By the way, I love that pickup just from an idea that you get a four-year guy who is already 20, you know, or, you know, probably he's married and has a couple of kids. I don't know.
it's almost like getting a COVID guy, right? It really is.
It kind of is. Yeah. I mean, you know, he's got a little life and experience on him and stuff like that. So
you like that? You like that pickup?
I do like the pickups. Okay, I mean, okay. The kid can play. I mean, if he was a Pangos kid and stuff like that, when you look back and see how good he was in 2022, I think he's a quality player. And, you know, this is the exact reason why I think, like, someone like Travis Perry, who would have been an afterthought at Cal and would have always been recruited and probably would see the floor just very sporadically and he'd be celebrated all the time. I think there's a chance that kid's an all-SEC player, 1,000-point scorer at Kentucky now. And
Man, can we say this doesn't mean because if you're right, dude, it's that's a fantastic call by you. If you're right, because I don't think he plays.
So he's a good player, man. I mean, he was getting some decent looks, just not at the level of Kentucky. And he's a system guy that could fit very well into that system. And I think that one of the keys is, and this is all, you know, something they have not been able to convert yet. Can you get two or three kids off this BYU team that help establish the culture, the style of practice, that can help all that kind of stuff kind of transition easier? I think that's a really important thing, if they can get two or three people off that BYU team. And then, you know, I don't know that he gets another high school kid. Maybe he gets one or two, but I think beyond that, it's going to be transfer portal guys. I mean, he's going to just take a roster, and then, like I said, we're gonna see how it all bakes out in October. Was he able to get the guys he needs to put the product out there? I think he can. I think there's enough out there. It seems like he's out there working it and having conversations with as many people as possible. I think the next big thing is, you know, every day from now on, it's like, okay, who committed, especially transfer portal guys, and then, you know, when's the staff gonna be announced? Those are the two things that everybody's kind of on pins and needles for.
You mentioned, you know, beginning of the conversation, getting back to the tradition of Kentucky basketball. And then you just talked about the roster and what would happen this year with transfer portal guys. I want to be very clear about something. I'm granting you that he's going to have to build through the portal because that's just the reality of modern college basketball. How much, though, is it going to approximate what you think of as Kentucky basketball traditionally, even with having to deal with the modern era, NIL, you know, transfer portal, et cetera?
So this is a great question. And by the way, I'm going to go back to what Ennis said on your show last week, that he thinks the next trend is, can you get guys that are there for 3 years and really kind of build around that core group?
Yes, right.
And I think you've got, you know, he's going to have to build on the transfer portal this year, but because of the tradition and history of UK basketball and all that stuff, I think he's going to get back to Kentucky having guys there for 3-4 years. Mm. And having that core to build around, is going to be, and I think that's what, you know, listen, if I had a group of 4-year players that have been playing together for 4 years and that can, that know each other, whatever else, we see time after time that Oakland beats Kentucky, right? And we see that Fairleigh Dickinson beats Purdue. And it's generally teams of seniors and super seniors and redshirt seniors and whatever else that take on these groups of very talented teams, but just have not been together that long. I'll take that. I will take that. I'll take that matchup every day of the week. I don't think talent necessarily always wins, I guess. And then we're seeing that in college basketball to a certain degree. Now, at the championship level, you know, UConn was not the most talented team in college basketball. UConn was the best team in college basketball, but they definitely were not the most talented team in college basketball.
Where were they then, Mike, for you? Where were they? Top 10 in talent, top 100 in talent, top 300 in talent?
They're probably top 10 in talent. I don't think it's like that's a huge drop off, but like they don't have, you know, 5, 6, 7 guys.
They did not have Kentucky's roster. That's right. No, that's right. They did not. That's right. Okay. They have hired a coach.
I'm not even sure they had Duke's roster.
Yeah, that sounds right. Kevin Young has been hired at BYU. He is younger than me. That's great.
Awesome. That's fantastic.
That's great.
Yeah, and he's also Phoenix Suns assistant coach.
He was, yeah.
Is that correct?
Yep, that's him. Yep. Yeah. So he's been hired at BYU. I wonder how they got that done so quick, Zach. It's almost like they were able to talk to an NBA coach during the season. Weird. What a weird thing. Kentucky can't, but BYU can. Interesting. Mark.
There's a slight difference between an assistant and a head coach in that role, though, too.
Yeah. Mike Adolfo with us, at Big Mike Adolfo.
There is.
On Twitter, Texter, remember a couple years ago when Dan laughed at KP at Louisville Live for bringing back all the old players because, quote, that's all he's got? Any similarities to the Pope presser for you, Mike?
I mean, first off, you'll never see that kind of talk on me. The other day on the show, were you trying to get me bashing the PK hire, by the way? And could you ever find me bashing the PK hire?
No, absolutely not.
Nope. And
you would rather have Kelsey than Cal this coming season.
Yeah.
And you mentioned, I know you mean it.
Yeah. And I'd rather have Pope than Cal coming up. And I know that there's been a lot of talk there. And it's like, look what you got stuck with. And at the end of the day, what they got stuck with was a young coach who's hungry and who's bought into trying to make it work here versus someone who's just riding out to 2029 and getting a paycheck. So, I think at the if he doesn't have any current players that he can kind of build off of, right? So you've got to use that tradition and you've got to show recruits that what happens when you come play at Kentucky and 20, 30 years later, how you're still celebrated if you do the things at this university that you can do. That's your recruiting. That's got to be one of your big recruiting things right now, right?
You would think. Yeah, you would think. Yeah.
20,000 people cheering for Winston Bennett coming off a bus. Yeah. Let's go.
Texter, Mark Few wanted that recruit. That should be enough. Texter, what's the new kid ranked in 2024 and not 2021? Texter, Travis Perry can play. Kid's a lethal shooter, not as athletic as Shepherd, but a better shooter, has unlimited range. I am interested, actually. I think of the guys on the commit list, I think we kind of all assume Mike, he would stay. He was most likely to stay. Yeah. But also, I think he's also going to be the one that would benefit the most from the new offense. I really do, actually. I think he's going to fit really well. Yes, right.
The big difference here is that you don't have to have the athleticism to create your own shot in Mark Pope's system.
Right.
You just got to run the system, and you're going to be open. Like, if you go watch some of these videos that break down his offense, dude, it is like, I'm just telling you, if Kentucky plays that way where they're shooting that many threes and they're getting that many assists and they're running the floor like the way that they ran, fans are going to be very, very happy.
Texter, I'm trying to determine. Okay. This texter likes me to ask every guest that we have what your favorite dinosaur is. Does Mike Gandolfo have a favorite dinosaur?
Oh, I've never really thought about it.
Okay.
Triceratops. Let's go with the Triceratops.
Okay, there you go. Texter, Pope's out here working fools, Texter. Pope's problem is that the only UK tradition these high school players know is the one-and-done tradition. It'll be hard to get away from that. Do you agree with that, Tex, Mike?
I do think that there's a part of that, but there's also, like, can the name Kentucky get someone on campus? And then when you have someone on campus, is it not possible to, you know, educate, I guess, is in lack of a better term, about the tradition and the history and what it's like, you know? But they're 100% right. That's what they know. I mean, Cal was there 15 years with the one-and-done mentality. I think it's been great that you got guys like John Wall who say, hey, I still bleed Kentucky blue and blue. So, you know, let's see what happens with all that. I don't know if Pope's going to have those guys at his fingertips, but he's going to have enough guys to, you know, where if the kid gets involved and they soak it in, it's going to be a plus for them.
Last one, we'll get you out of here. Texter says, for UK fans like Mike and me, this was an ABC hire, anybody but Cal. Do you feel how strongly do you feel that actually does?
They could have hired you, Louie, and I would have been excited about it. So
there it is. All right, well, he's Mike Gandolfo at Big Mike Gandolfo on Twitter. He'll be at Jay Shepherd Cigars on Tuesday. You should come join us. Find Jay Shep on all the social media, all those things. If you pop into the store, mention us, you get a Casa Pastor cigar for free. If you order through any of their social media, he'll ship it for free and throw in that cigar as well. Mention ESPN, mention me, mention Mike, any of us, and you'll get that deal over at Jay Shepherd Cigars. Mike, I'm sure I will see you before Tuesday, but I am looking forward to
You're
Tuesday.
You're going to see me tomorrow, right? Are we not going to see George?
I would hope I see you tomorrow. That's right. Yes. Yes. That's the hope. Yes. All right. Okay.
Yeah.
Little horse racing happy hour. Why not? There you go.
Little horse racing happy hour.
Little prequel.
By the way, did you ever see what the UK spring game attendance was?
12?
12. So it was 8,000 less than what they have for the introductory press conference.
No, 12. I meant 12. Not 12,000. 12.
Oh, 12 people.
12, yeah.
Okay.
No, I have no idea.
Mark Stoops is the big loser in this whole thing right now, by the way. Right? I mean, there's no question that.
God, it's a good angle. I hadn't thought about it. But you're right, because people like basketball again, yeah. The donors especially, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
All right, there you go. He's Mike Gandolfo. We'll talk to you soon. See you, buddy. Presented by Jay Shepherd Cigars, Casa Pastor, literally the Shepherd's House. Go check him out. Get a free cigar with your order over there. Tuesday's going to be fun. If you are a person that, you know, maybe you're once, twice, three times a year, you know, derby, weddings, you know, that kind of thing. You smoke cigars. Tuesday, a great chance to come out, talk to Jason, walk you through your flavor profile, things that you prefer, maybe what you drink when you smoke a cigar, those kinds of things. Walk you through all of that. We'll have some samplers to try out, all kinds of fun stuff. 10 to noon on Tuesday over at Jay Shepherd Cigars. Quick segment, wrap up the hour here on Rabeau & Co., ESPN 680, 105.7.
Here's Louis Rabeau.
Ah, yes, the show that celebrates less athleticism. This is Rabeau & Co. here, ESPN 680, 105.7. Does your dad have that on vinyl?
I'm sure he does.
Oh, boy. All right.
Well. We are the show of less athleticism. How about that? We finally have a tag, people. Less athletic show. Let's go.
Least athletic show. Well, the V-show's pretty unathletic.
Well.
Sorry, Nick. All right, welcome back.
No, I apologize to Bob. No.
Bob can bowl. Like, Bob's got athletic.
Bob's got some
athleticism. Bob played sports in college. No, I'm not worried about Bob.
No.
That was a shot at Nick.
Let's be clear. Okay? There we go.
And Tanner. Let's Nice mustache, but. All right.
He wore an OJ jersey last week.
Yeah, I did like that. Never mind.
That was a good move.
That was a good move.
Good move, Tanner.
Never mind. Yeah, that was a good move. All right, welcome back in. I want to thank Mike Gandolfo. Joining us last segment, of course, Jay Shepherd. Go check him out. Bardstown Road, especially as you get ready for Derby season. Go check out Jay. Make sure you mention us when you get over there. And, hey, if you are looking for the very best sign-up deals available, either for sports betting or on the fantasy side, signupexpert.com/horseracing. Signupexpert.com. All the promo codes for me are going to be horseracing/horseracing. Signupexpert.com/horseracing. No matter where you live, if you are on the stream somewhere far away from here, man, they will give you the best deal in your state no matter what. So check it out. Signupexpert.com/horseracing. If you would like the link sent to you, just text the show, 437-9680, and I will send you the link for that. All right. So Mike said something about being okay with a less athletic team because they would work in Mark Pope's system. And I died a little, Zach. I died a little.
Man.
I died.
Laughing
Zach, you could play Creed all day.
Yeah.
Speaking of less athletic.
Less athletic, yeah.
I am.
Creed, by the way, best office character, too. Creed Bratton. favorite in all things Creed. Apollo Creed, Creed Bratton.
So I've gotten several texts of this kind of ilk. Texter, could you imagine the reaction of UK fans if U of L fans were talking so glowingly about a recruit who hadn't played for 2 years? I actually think Pope will do a good job, but let's not oversell the recruit. I think that is a disservice to the coach. Also remember, Duke was mostly freshmen and in the Elite Eight, and so it was coaching and not talent with UK. I very largely agree with that text. And yesterday, that was, I mean, I had a text that was like, are you okay? I'm like, no, I wasn't ready for Kyle Tucker to try to sell me a guy that hasn't been able to work out for 2 years. I wasn't ready for that. I wasn't ready for the level of exorcism and vitriol toward Cal to be that. I wasn't ready. And it ruined my day yesterday doing this show. So I just wasn't ready for it. That commitment and people talking to me about him being on a roll.
Butter.
No. Homeboy's been away from basketball for 2 years.
They're not playing on mission trips.
He's not allowed to.
No, it's not like even if he goes to like prison they're playing pickup.
Yeah, I didn't want to have to do this. Okay, so I studied in France in 1998. Okay, so 2002, and I stayed with a family and I walked to school every day. Well, the Mormon mission was at the end of our street. Mm-hmm. Okay, the LDS mission, right? Sure. And so I got to meet the guys because they're all Americans, of course, right? And so they notice you, all these things. And I would intentionally, and that was the summer, if you remember 2002, which home run race was 2002? So 98 happened. 2002 was Barry Bonds,
Barry
right?
Barry Bonds is 01.
01.
When he had 73.
What was happening in baseball in 2002?
The A's won 20 straight. Moneyball. The Angels won the World Series.
I can't remember, but that's it. So the Western teams were really good.
Yeah,
and those guys were all from out west,
the World
okay?
Series.
All those guys were from out west. So I would buy a USA Today. They weren't allowed to read the newspaper, okay? So this, by the way, this is the guy showing up to UK, okay? Not allowed to read newspapers, can contact their families very infrequently, okay? I would hold the newspaper over my arm so they could get an update of sports going on in the United States. These poor guys. And I got to know them. They were really nice and all that stuff. And, you know, we talked all the things. But, man, that life watching those guys riding the bikes and setting up, like, chalk drawings in, like, the square in Tours, France. Like, that's not what everyone else in college basketball has been doing. Now, let's be really clear. BYU's enough of a good program that they got picked up by the Big 12, man, right? And they went this year and they didn't make an ass of themselves.
Nope.
They didn't, right? They fit in. And so, obviously, plenty of guys are going to be able to come out of this situation and be just fine. And Mike talks about him as a multi-year guy, right? And that's what bothered me. It's like, oh, okay, if he's a multi-year project, that's fine. But this, man, oh, man, this kind of stuff, I'm just not sure. Texter, the overreaction to this recruit is something I agree with you on in the Pope saga. That part, I wasn't ready for. I just wasn't ready for that reaction to that guy.
No.
I understand the buy-in and the family and the cookies and that. It's not for me, but I understand it. I do. That
Wait,
part,
the wife
I understand.
Makes cookies?
What's that?
The wife makes cookies? I hadn't heard that one. Wow.
The wife of the Kentucky coach bakes?
For the opposing team? Wow.
I'm just learning this for the first time. So that part I understand. And getting teary, honestly, with Gandolfo, getting teary-eyed about the 96 team, after you hear that story, I get it. I'm still going to make fun of it, but I get it, right?
Because there are sentimental
100%,
thoughts around
those parts, yeah. I understand. But getting excited about this recruit, I did.
Would you have cried over the 2000 Michigan State basketball team? If Jason Richardson's a head coach or Mateen Cleaves becomes the head coach of Michigan State, you're going to cry?
It's interesting. Have I talked about that? That Jay Rich is the one guy that I got to know off that team.
Yeah, a little bit.
Oh, okay. Jay Rich, yeah, probably. But that was like I knew him.
I wouldn't have cried.
Maurice Claret walks off that bus. You're not crying.
Not crying. Nope. I'm just happy. Beautiful Maurice Claret.
I probably don't cry, but
I wouldn't have
cried. But I do understand it though. I do understand it, though.
Yeah, there's sentimental value behind the teams that we root for, especially when we're young.
Yeah, oh my goodness, yes. Especially in the formative years when you fall in love with a program.
Yeah.
That moment, you never forget.
Like
that
the 2002 Ohio State.
Falling in love
team,
is its own
there.
Thing. Sports, yes. People, whatever. Like, it's its own. When you find the job you want to do, you get emotional talking about that. I'm not, that doesn't bother me.
Yeah, and so, I'm not emotional talking about this just yet. maybe in a couple years.
There you go.
Not there yet.
Thank you. Thank you, Seth. That makes me feel great.
I would have tried.
I would have said that.
I just don't get emotional in general about anything.
Texter, Perry. Oh, Perry's the best shooter. Sorry. I had Darius Perry in my head, and I need to not
Travis
do that
Perry.
Anymore. It's obviously Travis Perry. Perry's the best pure shooter I've seen in Kentucky since Chris Lofton. Man. I seen him hit 56 threes in a row at warm-ups from college range before his first miss. Oh, no, no, no. Let's be clear. I meant every 56. Word of it. That guy in the new system is going to be good.
Oh,
for
yeah.
sure. If they get him open and he hits his shots, he's going to be good.
Do you think
and
he sticks?
What does that mean?
Stays here? Yeah.
I think Travis Perry is the rare example at a very high-level program like Kentucky because of where he's from and how he grew up that, yes, he could be a three-year player for sure.
So you don't think he's decommitting or anything like that?
I think Travis Perry's definitely coming.
That's the one that I was the most confident in as
yes.
well.
Yes.
Yeah. No, I could see him being a two- or three-year guy.
Yeah, I think, for example, if this was last year
yeah.
and all the same things went down, all those guys leave except for Reed Sheppard.
Yeah.
And he's there.
Okay.
Now, what's interesting is, ironically, Mark Pope's system would have been better for Antonio Reeves, but his personality never would have kept him there.
No, that's accurate. Antonio Reeves would have thrived in Mark Pope's offense, no question.
No doubt about it, yeah. Texter, Zach wouldn't cry for Craig Krenzel.
That's I would not.
What a great text.
Craig Krenzel.
Craig Krenzel.
You know, when I was 9 years
Name
old...
Name other random Ohio, state of Ohio players. Not just Ohio State, but just state of Ohio yeah. guys. Okay, LeBron gets off the bus.
Ooh. I'm not crying.
Really?
That would probably be the closest.
Okay, there. Okay, LeBron's it, though,
because
right?
LeBron is the guy, like, athlete-wise, like, when I was... He was 10... I was 10 years old when he got
Boom.
Drafted. Like,
Boom.
That's my childhood.
100%.
The day LeBron retires
so you
the
understand
day
what
dies.
Gandolfo went
yes,
through on Sunday.
Yes,
okay, that's
it.
All I was trying to get to.
Nope.
All of us have that guy, and I don't...
There's two athletes that might make me come close. LeBron, Peyton Manning.
Yeah, right.
Those
okay,
are my guys.
Because you're Colts guy. That's right. Yeah, that's a good one. Texter, I can't read that one.
Not Texter. Craig Krenzel. I'm not crying for Craig Krenzel.
Menopause. Texter, Woody has some more coming this weekend. He's cooking. It. Look, man, IU's got cash. They got cash up there. They don't brag about it. They just do it. A lot of money up in Bloomington, man. Texter, is Mrs. Pope going to bake cookies for Pat Kelsey every season? She better. Squints eating the cookies, dude. That'd be great. Squints all in the cookies, dude. That's great. I love it. I like that we're calling her Mrs. Pope. You know what? On this show, we're never calling her by her first name. She's always Mrs. Pope. You hear me?
Mrs. Pope.
We're doing that forever. The formality of Mrs. Pope.
Yes. His wife's not even on
if we can make,
Wikipedia, so
if
I don't
Andy
know.
Could, Andy's, one of Andy's best jokes was that Mitch Barnhart calls his wife Mother.
Oh, yeah.
That's such a good joke. We're going to stick with Mrs. Pope on this show. I love that, man. Texter, hey, Louie, did you know that Chris Mack's wife is from Louisville? And Willie Cauley-Stein played receiver in high school. Also, did you know all of the field can be overturned with indisputable video evidence?
Did you know Reed Sheppard's parents go to every game and they played at Kentucky?
Do you know they met at Kentucky?
I did. What?
Oh, man. Travis Perry broke a 60-year-old Kentucky scoring record that no one thought would ever be broken. He could probably play a little. Completely agree. And I think he's a massive beneficiary of the new system. Texter, you seem uncharacteristically negative about the hire. It seems to be a series of things, Barnhart, Payne, Cal, Pope versus other candidates, that you might be conflating in some vague pattern. All right, a little vague pattern. How about that?
Positive review.
It is the process of the hire that really spoiled me on getting and landing on Mark Pope, and then learning that he was number two ahead of Hurley.
Yeah,
bothers me a lot. Not gonna lie, totally bothers me a lot.
This is nothing against Mark Pope. We're just talking about Mitch Barnhart's hiring practice, which Mark Pope might be the right guy. Doesn't mean that the coaching hiring was not terrible.
Texter, I would cry if I met Peyton Manning. I think that Texter's not alone. I bet Peyton Manning meets a crying fan.
Oh, there's a lot of guys
multiple times
probably would
week.
Cry
yes.
for Peyton Manning.
Texter, Andy Katzenmoyer.
Andy Cat, the big cat.
Zach's definitely crying for that one.
If he hits me, yes.
Ricky Dudley, man. How about
Ricky
that?
Ricky Dudley.
Most Jack basketball
oh,
player I've ever
name.
Seen. That's a great reference.
I was going to say like Pepe Pearson or Eddie George.
Oh, but I also
David
want to
Boston.
Respond. You seem uncharacteristically negative about the hire. I want to say to this texter, I'm still hopeful that he does a good job and that the teams are very fun to watch. I'm hopeful of that. But I am... very skeptical that that will happen.
Yes.
Yeah. Yes, I am. I am very skeptical of that. I'm also skeptical of U of L here. I want to be really clear. I'm skeptical of both guys. I think both of them are in great spots. Their records to this point speak for themselves. They are what they are. Kelsey's is better than Pope's to this point. Yes. It was at Charleston, not at BYU. I want to be really clear as well. But I'm skeptical of both, for sure, because the era's new. This is an insanely difficult era to be in. It just is. It's really, really difficult to be in this era. So we'll see it. Texter, the tradition is back. I just don't. Oh, boy. I just don't get it. The tradition never left. This dude knows what it's like to wear a UK jersey. I just hope the teams have fight. You know this is going to be a train wreck. Oh, boy. I totally disagree. Here's my overall assessment of the two hires, and then we'll get to Bologna or Salami. I think we know what the floors are with these guys, and they are better than what they are acceptable floors for both guys. I think it's over 500. I think it's flirting with the tournament is the floor for both of these guys.
That's the floor.
I do not know what the ceiling is with either guy at all, and I cannot figure it out in my head. And so I go with what I think the floor is, and I approximate my expectations for those coaches with that. So there you go. That's all I got. Texter, do you know Reed and Stacy have the same barber? Yeah. That's only funny because it's true, ma'am or sir. Texter, howdy, coach. You think Travis going to play tomorrow night coming in on Coach's Show? Oh, yeah, it's coming. The Coach's Shows are going to be lit for sure. They're going to be super country again. They're going to be fantastic. That's something we should commit to on this show, Zach, is in the fall, we start playing call-in show sound.
Yes.
Callers, coaches, you know,
on both
coach,
sides.
You know, Coach Pope responded. Not a bad idea on the U of L side, too.
No, that's going to be good.
I think Kelsey with – if Paul Rogers could make the Kenny Payne shows interesting, he's going to have no problem with Pat Kelsey.
Yeah.
No problem.
Because Kelsey, it's not going to be group therapy.
Texter, if Perry's an integral part of UK basketball this season, Kentucky will be an NIT team or worse. I don't think largely people are looking at him because I do think they think of him as a 3-4 year kind of player. I don't think they're looking at him this year as one of those guys that is going to be the main cog in an NCAA tournament run or something like that. The BYU jokes are funny. I'm going to keep them to myself, but they're funny. Bologna or Salami, we do it next.
Taking care of your family isn't always easy, so we make sure getting care when you need it is. With Baptist Health Urgent and Virtual Care, we bring you more options and greater convenience, too. With video visits available 24/7 and online check-in through MyChart for in-person visits. To check in online or to set up a video visit, go to baptisthealth.com/careanywhere.
When it's time to replace your heating and air system, we know people want options. That's why you'll always get a free second opinion with BJ Heating and Cooling. Plus, for a limited time, get 0% financing for 60 months on a new Bryant system.
Call the experts you can trust at BJ Heating and Cooling.